This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians on Tuesday, part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said nearly one-third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week alone, causing massive blackouts across the country, depriving people of water, electricity, and heat as winter begins to bite, and the broadcasting use and broadening use of the so-called suicide drones that nosedive into targets have opened a new phase in the President Vladimir Putin's war. Bombardments appear aimed at wearing down the notable resilience Ukrainians have shown in nearly 8 months since Moscow invaded. U.S. President Joe Biden will announce the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve on Wednesday as part of a response to recent production cuts announced by OPEC and the nations. That's according to senior administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity, on the condition that it does outline Biden's plans. He will also say more about oil sales being possible this winter as his administration rushes to be seen as pulling out all the charges ahead of next month's midterm elections. This is VOA News. North Korea fired artillery shells near its sea boundaries with South Korea late Tuesday, a day after the South began annual military drills to be hotter with the North Korean provocations. And the South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff, in a statement early Wednesday, said that the North Koreans fired about 100 shells off its west and coast, 150 rounds off its east coast. It said that the South Korean military broadcast messages several times asking North Korea to step up the firing, but there were no reports of violence between the rivals. South Korean's military said that the shells did not land in South Korean territorial waters, but it did fall inside the northern part of the maritime buffer. And the two Koreas established under a 2018 pre-agreement, and what else? European Union leaders have a crucial stretch mark this week to make sure runaway energy prices and short supplies do not further weaken their struggling economies and former unrest. At the same time, they need to keep all 27 members united in their opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin's plan. The EU's prices have been down, and those who think about it will probably be coming out and keeping out supplies and further starve industries and in businesses as well. Mali's foreign minister is accusing former colonial power France of duplicitous acts of aggression and the espionage, and it is aimed at destabilizing the troubled West African country. The allegations were immediately dismissed by France's UN ambassador as medications and mendacious and defamatory. The acrimonious exchange at a UN Security Council meeting on Mali Tuesday highlights the depth to which relations between the two countries have plunged since a coup in August of 2020 and the Argentinian departure of the last thousands of French forces that had been in the country. Also, it's at the same time that this has happened, as a government invitation since 2013 to fight Islamic extremists expired. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.